Can something that is of this world leave this world? Can water ever lose its wetness? It doesn't make sense to douse a fire with burning coals, nor to try to wash a wound with blood. So why are you trying to escape your shadow? It always keeps up, no matter how fast you run. In fact, sometimes it's ahead of you. Only by standing perfectly still, with the highest noonday sun right above your head, can you make your shadow smaller than you? But your shadow serves you well. Something that hurts you, teaches you, blesses you. Darkness can be a candle, and your limits show you where to push. If I try to explain this more clearly, it might break the brittle shell in which your tender heart is hidden. And there's no repairing that. We must have shadow and light source, both. Listen, let this knowing be the sap of life rising sweetly in the early spring from your roots. And when it does, spreading beyond you like the branches of an ancient tree. Hush. Become so completely quiet that even death doesn't know you're there. Thank you. jumps back into the pond to evade the wily, hungry snake. No matter what the frog tries, the snake is there, blocking his way to the rest of the world. Even if the frog disguised himself, imitating the hiss and slither of the snake, still the snake would detect the unalterable frogness beneath his shell. But if the frog were utterly silent, perfectly still, the snake would wander off back to sleep, and the frog could begin to discover where he is. That silent breathing is the home of the soul, the palace of possibilities.